Hey, welcome in. I'm Mia.
And I'm Leo.
This is After Work Tea Talk, a tiny English listening podcast for people who have a job, a life, and absolutely no energy left for flashcards.
20 minutes a day, 20 minutes of English. Drink something warm and just listen.
No grammar drills, no vocabulary lists, just two people after work talking.
Today's topic? Dinner that looks terrible but feels great.
Let's get into it. So, real confession to start this week. I made 7 dinners, and 3 of them I would not show to anyone.
7 dinners? Wait, you actually cook that much?
I know, it sounds like a lot. But here's the thing, I counted because I wanted to know one thing. Do I actually like cooking or do I just like the idea of it?
Okay, so what was the answer?
The answer is complicated. Because I burned the rice on Tuesday, I undercooked the chicken on Thursday, and on Saturday, my soup looked like something from a science experiment. Not a good one. The kind where the lab got shut down.
A science experiment. That's a new one. What color was it?
A very confident shade of brown. I'm not sure what was in it anymore, honestly, but here's the strange part, Leo.
I'm almost scared to ask.
I ate all of it, every single bowl, and I felt weirdly proud.
Proud? Of the science experiment soup?
Yes. And that's what I want to talk about today. Because at work, if I make a mistake, there are consequences. A report comes back, a client complains, someone has to fix it.
Right. Everything has a price tag at work.
Exactly. But dinner? Nobody grades my dinner. Nobody sends my soup back with comments. Nobody says, Mia, this dish is not meeting our expectations.
I love the idea of a performance review for soup.
It's actually a beautiful thought, and it made me realize something about cooking that I never noticed before. It's the only place in my adult life where failing is completely free.
That's a nice way to put it. But hold on, you said you made 7 dinners. What about the other 4?
Oh, the other 4 were fine. Pretty normal. Rice was fine, chicken was fine, noodles were fine.
So you remember the 3 ugly ones better?
Exactly. I remember every single ugly dinner. The burned rice, the chicken that was still pink inside, the soup that looked like mud.
Wait, you ate the pink chicken? That's not failure, that's a health risk.
Okay. To be fair, I cut it open, saw it was pink, and put it back in the pan for 10 more minutes. We survived. And Wednesday, I tried to make a fancy egg thing I saw online. It was supposed to be a soft golden roll. Mine came out flat, gray, and honestly a little sad.
Flat, gray, and a little sad. That's the description of my Tuesday, not your breakfast.
Right. But here's the detail that made me laugh. I added smoked paprika to the soup. Just a tiny spoon, and the whole thing turned orange. Bright orange, like a traffic cone. I stood there with my spoon and I actually said out loud, well, that's a look.
Well, that's a look. That's the most polite thing you can say to food.
And later, my friend video called me. She saw the bowl and she went, oh, wow, what is that? And I said, it's dinner. And that was the whole conversation. Nobody died. Nobody got graded. I just ate my orange soup and watched one episode of a show.
So dinner is like a secret practice room. You can mess up as much as you want, and no one ever knows.
That's exactly it. And I think most of us forget that. We treat cooking like it's a test we're failing, but it's actually the one test where the teacher never shows up.
The teacher never shows up. I'm going to remember that one.
Now, I know what you're thinking. Mia, you're being dramatic. Cooking is not that deep.
I wasn't going to say that, but now that you mention it...
Hear me out. Because I think this tiny thing, an ugly dinner that still fills you up, is quietly teaching us something about how we judge everything else we do.
Okay, Mia, now it's my turn. Because I have a story that fits this perfectly.
Please tell me it involves a kitchen.
It does. It's the story of my very first dinner. I was 22, living alone for the first time. And I decided to cook pasta.
Pasta, safe choice.
That's what I thought. I boiled the water, I put the pasta in, I set a timer, and I left the room to reply to an email.
Uh-oh.
The email took longer than I thought. When I came back, there was smoke, real smoke, coming out of the kitchen. The water had completely boiled away, and the pot was, I'm not going to say it, but it was bad.
You burned the pot.
I burned the pot. I burned the pasta. I burned a small part of my pride. And then I stood there for 5 minutes, looking at this black thing, and I thought, great, I can't even do this.
And what happened after that?
I ordered takeout, and I didn't cook again for almost a year, because somewhere in my head, one burned pot meant I was bad at cooking. End of story.
That's the part I don't like. One bad dinner, and we write the whole chapter.
Right. And here's the thing I've noticed since then. Almost everyone I know has a version of this story. Ask anyone in the office, can you cook? And watch their face.
What does their face do?
It does the little wince. The, well, I can make like three things face. Everyone thinks they're the worst cook they know.
That's so true. It's like a group delusion. Everyone's doing it. Everyone thinks they're the only one doing it badly.
Last week, my colleague Emily told me she only cooks four things. Four. And she said it like a confession, like she was admitting she'd failed at being an adult. I asked her what the four things were. Eggs, noodles, soup, and dumplings from the frozen section. And I thought, that's a whole menu. That's dinner for a month if you're smart about it. She even cooks all four on a normal Tuesday.
Four things is a full personality. If I can make four things well, I'm never hungry again.
Exactly. But she heard four things as not enough. Because somewhere, someone told us that real cooking means cooking everything, perfectly, every time.
And that's the lie, isn't it? The internet shows us perfect bowls and perfect plating, and we forget that behind every perfect photo, there's somebody's fifth attempt.
Exactly. And yesterday, we were talking about whether a 50 yuan drink is worth it. We were counting cost, counting value, deciding if something was worth it.
Right. And here's the funny thing. Nobody counts the cost of dinner. Nobody opens their notes app and writes, dinner tonight, 85% success rate, 15% failure, acceptable.
Imagine if we tracked dinner like we track our work. This meal met all project requirements.
But we don't, because dinner has no audience, no reviews, no numbers, and yet we still judge ourselves like it does.
So what changed for you? You said you burned rice and ate the science soup. How did you get from I can't cook to 7 dinners a week?
Honestly, I lowered the bar on purpose. I stopped trying to make food that looks like the pictures. I started making food that I actually wanted to eat.
That sounds simple, but I think it's the whole trick.
It is, because the bar was never about taste. The bar was about looking competent. And looking competent is exhausting. So I dropped it. Now my dinner just has to be hot, edible, and mine.
Hot, edible, and mine. That's a good slogan for a restaurant. Or a life.
And the funny thing is, when I stopped trying to be good, I started cooking more. And the more I cooked, the less scary it got. The ugly dinners became the practice, not the punishment. Speaking of which, let me ask you something. All these words we've been using, burn, judge, wince, do you think our listeners know them?
Maybe, but let's make sure this is word power, our little kitchen of words.
I like that. Today's words all come from the kitchen, real and emotional. Number one, to burn.
To burn. Verb, when fire damages something or when you cook something too long. I burned the pasta because I forgot the timer. Don't touch the pan. It's hot. You'll burn your hand. When you burn it, you can't fix it. You just start over. That's the whole lesson. And sometimes that's the best thing that can happen to your pride.
Number two, to overcook.
To overcook. Verb, to cook something for too long so it becomes dry or hard. My chicken was overcooked, but I ate it anyway. I overcooked the noodles so they were soft and sad. This word sounds like a gentle mistake, don't you think? Nothing explodes. It's just a little too much.
It does. Number three, recipe.
Recipe, noun. The instructions that tell you how to make a dish. I found a simple recipe for tomato soup online. My grandmother's recipe is written in an old notebook. We all have a recipe we trust and a recipe we're scared to try.
Number four, ingredient.
Ingredient, noun, one of the things you put into a dish. The only ingredients I had were eggs, rice, and hope. Fresh tomatoes are the best ingredient for this. Okay, hope is not an ingredient, but sometimes it feels like it.
Number five, to judge.
To judge, verb, to decide if something or someone is good or bad. Please don't judge my dinner. It tastes better than it looks. I try not to judge my cooking too quickly. This is today's most important word, I think, because we judge ourselves before anyone else does.
I agree. Number six, to serve.
To serve. Verb, to give food to someone or to put food on a plate. I served my ugly soup with a lot of confidence. She served the guests a beautiful dinner. You can serve something perfect or you can serve something brave. Both count.
Number seven, perfect.
Perfect, adjective. Completely good with no mistakes. My dinner was not perfect, but it was warm and mine. You don't need a perfect meal to feel proud. This word is the trap, isn't it? We chase perfect and we miss the good plate in front of us.
Number eight, to fill up.
To fill up, phrasal verb, to make you feel full so you're not hungry anymore. Two bowls of rice filled me up completely. A good soup fills you up on a cold night. It's a warm, simple phrase like the food it describes, and like a good friend, it stays with you.
Number nine, to improve.
To improve. Verb, to become better over time. My cooking improves a little every week. Practice helps you improve, but you don't have to be perfect to start. You don't need to improve fast, you just need to improve a little.
And number 10, proud.
Proud. Adjective, feeling good about something you did. I was proud of my ugly dinner. She felt proud after cooking for her friends. You can be proud of a big win at work. You can also be proud of a small win in the kitchen. Both are real.
10 words from one pot of soup. And the best part? Every single one of them works outside the kitchen too.
That's true. You can burn a chance. You can judge a day. You can serve a good idea. And you can be proud of a small win anywhere.
Exactly. That's the secret menu of today.
All right. Before we wrap, real talk.
Yeah?
You said dinner is the only place where failing is free. But is it really you still ate the science soup? You still felt proud? What's the actual lesson here?
I think the lesson is smaller than I made it sound. It's this: last Saturday, my soup looked terrible and I ate it and it was fine. That's the whole story.
That's the whole story?
That's the whole story. And I think we need more stories like that. Stories where the thing doesn't go perfectly and the world doesn't end and we just eat it anyway. Warm, edible, mine. We spend so much energy making things look right for other people. Dinner is the one place where we can drop that completely and nothing bad happens.
Warm, edible, and mine.
You know, I almost didn't cook on Monday. I was tired, I had my phone in my hand, and the delivery app was right there. Two taps, and dinner is solved. But then I remembered, last weekend, I made something for the first time without checking a video. I just guessed. It wasn't great. But I made it, and that small fact made the whole night feel different. So tonight, if you cook something and it looks ugly, don't fix it. Don't apologize for it. Just put it on a plate, sit down, and eat it. That plate is not a failure. That plate is proof that you tried, you made something, and you didn't let perfect stop you.
I like that, and it's true.
My ugly dinner is my little win, and so is yours. All right, that's our show for today.
If you laughed, we did our job. If you felt seen, even better.
Thanks for making us part of your day. See you after work.